Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Little takes the snap and drops to the knee in victory formation as the clock reaches 105 and continues to count down in this 36-20 lead for the Patriots, who will improve to 2-1. While the Raiders will fall to 2-1, and the Pats will then prepare to go to Kansas City, try to keep up with the Chiefs and win at Arrowhead late next Sunday afternoon.
Well, hello again, everyone. Hi, Zo.
Hey.
What's up?
Tired today.
Hottie! How you doing?
Hey!
What's up, Hottie? What are you tired from?
Oh, my dog had diarrhea all night.
Oh!
So you start barking at 1:45.
Oh.
And then you're like, you got to check the house.
What'd you feed him?
Smelling it.
What'd you feed him?
He got into something. That dog is so smart. He sat by the front door and he's I'm like, what the hell are you dog barking? He's asking to go out.
He knew he had the runs.
He didn't go in the house. We've had other dogs, and they've destroyed our house.
And he's like, I got to go.
Other dogs, the bulldogs, they just crap wherever they want. They crap and pee wherever
not
they
Bentley,
want.
Not Bentley, though.
Bentley, bladder still, gut of still.
Bentley is the balls.
He's the wicked balls.
and still with us.
But then, so we got a four barks. And they're like, okay, yeah, so it's restless sleep. Whatever.
All right.
Whatever. Monday.
Do you know how important that Patriots win was yesterday? I'm not sure anybody seems to grasp how important that win was.
It's because you got it stacked against you heading to KC, just like Bob said right there, as we head to Arrowhead next week.
I wouldn't even include that yet.
Well, you lose that. You're staring at 1-3, I think, if you lose at that.
We did talk about that a lot last week, and we talked about it pregame yesterday. Gasper and I were talking about it, and I would say that yesterday's win proves a lot of things about the program in New England. Bill Belichick's program, Bill Belichick's team and organizational structure. I don't think this was a very good week for the Patriots off the field. And I think Bill Belichick alluded to it in his postgame comments right out of the gate. He just lost his mom. His longtime girlfriend just lost her dad. What kind of week do you think he had?
Well, his team captain, his best running back, has an issue down in Florida that is
didn't even mention that one yet.
Incomprehensible.
You've got James White dealing with the loss of his father,
yeah,
leaving the team while his mother is still in the hospital. You've got your leader on the offensive line and one of the big offensive leaders in David Andrews break his thumb,
yep,
and go on IR. You've got a guy in Joe Tooney who's never played center before go and play center yesterday.
He's played a little bit at NC State, didn't he? I think he did a little bit at NC State.
I'm talking
State.
In the NFL.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
For
no,
the
I
New
never
England
played
Patriots.
At NC State.
No.
Tackle guard.
Tackle guard.
Okay, very good.
But he said he's always taking snaps, which is interesting to me. You know, that's their ability to look ahead and plan for everything. What other teams do that? Where you have your franchise guard that's making $14 million a year. You know what? Take some snaps, and we're going to take some snaps with him in preseason, just in case.
Yesterday was a scheduled win for the Patriots.
I told you Thursday was a must win.
Must win, yes, but also for the reasons you just gave with Kansas City being on the schedule next, this was a classic, this is where the Patriots have to win if the Patriots are still the Patriots. And they don't have Tom Brady anymore. They're not the same team they were a year ago or 5 years ago.
Oh, they're
ago.
Different.
They're certainly a very different team, but they needed a scheduled win, and they went out and took care of business. And it wasn't perfect. They made mistakes, but Julian Edelman was a non-factor. Cam Newton was not as much of a factor as he had been. He was not the focal point like he was in the first 2 weeks.
Quiet the $30 million extension talk.
The right defense now. Needed to take, I think, four timeouts in all to get things right.
It was a weird game. Weird game to call for me. I emotionally weird.
Lawrence Guy running up and down the sideline. Am I in? Am I out? What are we, the Bengals all of a sudden? Like, that happened yesterday. And they still found a way to win. And they still got the scheduled win. And by the end of the game, you looked at it and said, statement drive on offense late, statement stops on defense late, despite their mistakes after the, end of the second quarter, right before halftime, giving up that drive late. And they still won. We can still schedule the expected wins for the New England Patriots, even when there is things going on off the field with coaches' lives and players' lives and injuries that crop up late. And what, I mean, a team that's 2-0 comes to town, you take care of business, you win, you're at home, you're at Gillette, no fans, doesn't matter. This is a game we got to win, so we win it. I just look at it and say, that's a really important thing here in the big picture of where the hell the Patriots are at. Yesterday was very important. It might not feel like it. I don't think the Raiders are all that exciting. They were banged up. Their tight end did nothing because the Patriots, stopped him dead in his tracks. Doesn't matter.
I guess he was open.
Important win yesterday.
Yeah.
Really important.
And you look at the ineptitude around the league, and I think that's a nice thing when you sit here after a Sunday and you see all the games. What other teams do that? When you mentioned, and Bill said, hey, I couldn't give you what I'd normally give you this week. But then that's the ingrained, I don't want to call it institutional knowledge, but the way you prepare as a staff, that's good for him to know, oh, wow, I can trust these guys. I can trust Josh to sort of call a game to get us out of a hole. We had to take timeouts on defense, but you take it to make sure you're right. You're taking to make sure you don't have 12 men on the field. Coming out of a timeout, TV timeout, or a possession change. That's ridiculous. That's what other stupid teams do. If you texted me or called me at the end of that first quarter and said, Patriots are going to win this game and they're scoring in the mid-30s. I said, you're on crack. You're on crack.
They did not get off to a good start.
It was ugly. It was about as ugly as a start you can
offense
have.
Offense couldn't move the ball.
And as good as Cam has been through two games, you're thrown into triple and quadruple coverage. Almost getting Edelman killed. And I know we keep complimenting the second-year receiver, and he takes him under his wing, and he's trying to get him going. He's sluggish still. Still not seeing it there. Told you about Rex Burkhead, though, if he's right. And that guy's a good runner. He's a good pass catcher. He's a good screen back. Little J.J. Taylor got them going in a run game. They didn't really get it going until J.J. Taylor got it going. They put him in for the burst. Then all of a sudden, Burkhead, and then Sony woke up and said, Jesus, I'm going to do my cutback running that I did at Georgia. He's cutting. Look, Jonathan Abraham getting turned around downfield twice by Sony Michel, breaking ankles. Like, okay, where'd that come from? He's got it in him. Again, depleted. They didn't have their big package. They like to go big where they would bring in a Wenu and then do that unbalanced line look because really you get no production out of the tight end still. you go heavy, and that's how they would run the ball like they did in the first week. It's three different type of games they played. They get that one in or three. Think about it. They get in at Seattle. They're 3-0. This team could be freaking 3-0. Cam takes that thing outside. They're 3-0.
But they're 2-1 with their one loss coming against Seattle.
Yeah.
You can handle that.
Look at Seattle and Dallas and what they did.
Didn't everyone feel better after the Seattle game, though?
Yes.
Like, everyone felt better about this team after the Seattle
game,
even though they lost.
Sure. Yep. But you're going to have to win. You're going to have to win ugly games like they did yesterday.
I think because of their loss in Seattle, the way they played, we sort of had the faith that they were going to go out and win yesterday's game.
Just hang in.
I think that's what sort of gave us that faith.
Yep. Hang in.
If they had sucked in Seattle, I think we would have gone into yesterday saying, I don't know what they're going to be.
Right.
I don't know what the hell's going to happen.
I think we all expected them to win yesterday.
We expected them to win. And we scheduled it. Got to get this win. Got to move to 2-1. You get Kansas City next week. You could end up 2-2 after 4 weeks.
I don't want to say you catch a break, even though you have to go on a road. You got to go to Kansas City. But 2 weeks in a row, you're catching teams off Monday Night Football. Raiders played on Monday night. Short week. Hey, maybe Baltimore beats Kansas City up a little bit for you. Baltimore's a physical team. They're rolling. They're scoring in the mid-30s. They're killing people. Kansas City doesn't look great. But you look around this league, man. I mean, just teams are trying to find ways to function and just get rolling and get in some sort of a rhythm. Tennessee's doing it. Tennessee's bouncing back, you know. Of course, you know, we watch Tampa. Like, they don't look like they're clicking in all cylinders, but finding ways to win. You got to win ugly in this league. And you got to win the games you're supposed to win. That was a game they were supposed to win yesterday. And they did it. And that's a credit to them. You know, defensively, it's different. Everything's different this year.
Let's talk more about it. 617-779-0985. Your reaction to the Patriots win yesterday. We're going to talk more about Sony Michel because Sony Michel came alive in that game yesterday. And the Patriots rushing attack is working pretty damn well through 3 weeks, though, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
It's working for the Patriots. We said this all offseason. The Patriots are going to have to run the ball. Well, now they're running the ball and they're running it well. 617-779-0985. The phone number. We got open lines. Jump on board. We'll get to the Celtics later this hour. Lots to get to today on
Busy
this
day.
Monday.
Busy
so
day.
Stay here. Go nowhere. Zolak and Bertrand off and running.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
This is how the pros.
That's great. Thank you, Peter. You're proud of yourself.
Do Sports Talk Radio.
Your microphone is down. Hey, Marconi.
Just hit the button.
Turn the mic up.
I'm just,
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 Sports Hub.
Newton takes the snap, hands it off to Sonny Michel, runs to the right, slips again, carries across the 45, cuts left past midfield, accelerates to the 40 of Las Vegas, to the 30 left side, chopped down from behind by Morrow. The linebacker runs him down at the Raider 25-yard line. Newton hands it to Michel, runs it left, slips ahead, accelerates past the 45, cuts it right past midfield. He's gone to the 40. Sonny to the 30. Michel to the 20. Hit, and he spins inside the 15. He's eventually brought down by McMillan at the Raider 13-yard line.
Sony Michel got off to a slow start yesterday, so Patriots offense got off to a slow start. They were handing the ball off and just trying to impose their will on the Raiders, but the Raiders look pretty well prepared out of the gate to stop the Patriots in the run.
Yeah, they
got to make some adjustments in the run game.
They look quicker. They look faster. They look like their heads were in it. Like they were more ready to play in this game at the beginning, you know, ready to kick. So,
but how the Patriots ran the ball changed in that game, did it not?
They stayed patient. Yeah, some teams just abandon it. Like when you get stuff like that, you'll get a team like Dallas or Atlanta, and they'll just chuck it 57 times. They don't say, screw it. We're not going to stick with the run. It's not just not there for us today. They just going to pound it. It's old school football type win yesterday. And a lot of people don't like it because it's not flashy. You know, 200 yards twice in 3 weeks, that's pretty damn good. That means you got something. That means you sort of have an early season identity. And when you're able to run like that and have that type of success, that's creating an identity, culture. You know, you look at other championship years where they didn't have anything until, what, week 14, 15, 16, maybe two losses in a row wake your ass up and force you to do something that you're not or that you didn't have rhythm doing. They got some rhythm in the running game right now. That's good for them. They need it.
What do you think it was that changed for Sony Michel in game? Because
cutback.
He was on the field.
Yeah.
He came off the field for J.J. Taylor. J.J. Taylor got the ball moving a little bit.
No delay. No like delay he, off like, the handoff.
Like he always does.
Yeah.
And then Sony Michel reemerges, and all of a sudden he's ripping off big runs. Now, obviously, a big part of this is blocking. Big part of that is play calling, too. But he looked like he was a little bit more inspired on some of those bigger runs.
You got him up into the backers to where he can make that first move, and he made that guy miss. He did a good job of making the first guy miss in the hole. Make a man miss. And just like
playmaker make a play.
Right. If you listen to UMass games.
What are you alluding to, Beadle?
Is there any part of you that believes... I'm alluding to the fact that Sony Michel may have felt his job slipping away yesterday.
There's something to it. Mike Reese wrote about it.
Because I think, you know, with Damian Harris set to come back, he knew that was looming. And then yesterday, he gets pulled out of the game, and J.J. Taylor goes in and has a good run of runs. And he comes back into the game, and he looked like he was running harder. By the way, though, Sony Michel, in terms of explosiveness, as he's running down the field on either of his two long runs, does he look like he's moving as well as he did when he was a rookie?
No. He got tracked. No.
He doesn't.
Yeah.
He just doesn't. I don't.
He doesn't have that breakaway speed.
It's not there. He doesn't have that. But it's still good runs nonetheless. But if he were, you know, the explosive first round pick type of speed that we thought maybe he had coming into the league, it's not there anymore.
You know what's funny is like when Blunt would crease it and get the day like he had the ability to run away from people, which is odd for a big guy like that. Hey, maybe the injury and you know, the legs just aren't quite there yet for him. That was a hot day. The all blue. Yeah, the guys are tired. But
and as part of
he got tracked twice.
As part of yesterday, without having James White going into the game, I thought Rex Burkhead maybe was playing an inspired brand of football yesterday himself.
He's very emotional when talking about White too. And you know, a lot of these guys, you know, when you believe it and you're one of those core veteran guys, and he's one of those, he's gotta be a leader on offense. You know, and I'm sure he's that quiet, you know, just I'm gonna play my ass off. I'm gonna play hard. I mean, how many times was he elevated over the goal line, you know, upside down? Anything you can do to get in the goal line, to get over the end zone.
Jimmy's in Carver on Rex Burkhead. Go ahead, Jimmy.
All right. Thanks for taking my call, guys. How you doing today?
What's up, Jimbo?
So I couldn't be happier with how that game went, especially as you touched on it with Burkhead. I feel like he stepped up in a big way in that game. And they tried to air the ball out, and they didn't have that. And then they went to that ground game, and the blocking, I thought, was phenomenal in that game. And it was a different Patriots offense than what we're used to seeing, which I'm happy with. And on the defensive side of the ball, Chase Winovich, you guys called that. He is stepping up. He was in Carr's face through most of that game.
Yeah, so, you could hear Winovich with us every Thursday.
That's our guy every Thursday here at the Zone Beetle Bump.
That's right. That's right, we call it. Yeah, we don't do that. Maybe we could.
It's a Twisted Tea Thursday with Chase Winovich every single week.
Twist that tea, baby.
Exclusive guest of the program. Calls on time.
Boy, he's got a motor.
Calls on time and can be counted on.
Just give me some energy. Just give me some energy on the interview. That's all. Give it back. We have to ask him something this Thursday that happened during the game.
Like what?
Him and David Carr, and get a piece of David Carr's jersey.
Absolutely.
We'll get into it on Thursday.
We'll get into it. We'll
talk about it. They kind of had a pass rush yesterday. It was kind of there.
Doesn't Wise look bigger? Like, I know that he put on the weight, obviously.
He and Winovich both put on weight.
Yeah.
Wise is giving you something, man.
Luke and Worcester, what do you got, Luke, on the defense?
Yeah, so I'm concerned about the run stopping. Romo mentioned
you should be.
Las Vegas controlled the line of scrimmage, especially the start of the game. Bentley looks terrible in space. He's slow. He gets exposed in space. Why isn't Duggar getting any time? He's a big body. Maybe he could get in there, stop the run,
Duggar played a ton.
35. I didn't notice him out there at all. Did he make any plays?
Oh, yeah. He's out there.
Winovich looks good in the pass rush, but I don't see him making plays in the run game very much. Simon, no plays at all. I'm concerned about the run defense. They got exposed.
He's an edge guy. Winovich is in that Ninkovich role. You know, how many runs did Ninkovich stuff? Ninkovich knew how to play everything. And your job as an edge guy is to never let that guy break containment. So if you got a guy running around Winovich and getting to the sideline, turning that corner, then that's a problem with Winovich. He's got to force it inside. Then it's up to the backers and those middle guys. You know, and I think that's where they miss a guy like Danny Shelton. So they're going to have to figure this thing out. And his point with Bentley there, they were better when they brought Bentley up on the end. Remember when Hightower would have an issue or two, or he didn't look the same, or he had an injury? They would bring him up, and he'd be the rush guy off the edge. So just get Bentley up on the edge and tell him to go, instead of sitting back reading, and now all of a sudden I got to move laterally, I got to move left and right. I think you might have found a little something yesterday once they adjusted and put Bentley up on the edge, and then you bring those safeties down in the middle, and they, since guys like Brooks and Duggar and even McCourty can be those guys in the box to help out to be a linebacker in essence.
Duggar screwed up yesterday, though. I don't know what he did, but he forced one of those timeout calls.
Oh, yeah.
And Mayo screamed at him, and he went to the bench and took his helmet off.
He was 12. He was the 12th man on the field coming out of a break. It was a change of possession, TV timeout. They had 12 guys on the field. McCourty had to burn the timeout. Then Mayo chewed him out. He went, sat on the bench, took his helmet off.
He was in a couple plays later, but yeah, that was a weird, like, it was like a two-play benching.
You can't do that. You stand there on the sideline with your helmet on, buckled up. You know, and maybe they told him, go sit his ass down. That could happen, too.
So. I could see them saying, go sit down, take your helmet off so we can't put you in. Then they put him in two plays
later. Then two plays later, he's back in there. This guy, John, in Buffalo is back.
Hey!
What's up, man?
How much money you make last week?
Hey, how would it feel if you had Aaron Donald in your face and you threw a strike with Jalen Ramsey on coverage? How would that feel? Would that feel good?
I like that you call every week now. Because this is going to be good until that Buffalo week.
Oh, it's going to be amazing.
And you're never going to call again after that.
I'm helping the show. You know I'm a draw now.
Do you live in Buffalo?
I don't live in Buffalo anymore. I don't live there anymore.
I tell you what. You guys got the best steakhouse in the country, Buffalo Chop
House. Here's Zoe trying to suck up to John. This is you sucking up. John, hold on 1 second. This is Zoe sucking up to John because he doesn't like that John doesn't like you. You don't like that he doesn't like you. So you're trying to suck up to him now, make nice with John.
I respect the hell to Bill's Mafia. That's one of my favorite trips, favorite steakhouse.
He's still doing it. Hardy, he's still doing it.
You don't like, but you're trained to dislike Buffalo when you play here.
What? When he said, do you hate Buffalo? Do you live in Buffalo anymore? No. Can't blame you. Who would want to stay there? That's the Zoe I know.
Put him back up.
You're incapable of talking back to John now because you're so shook by the fact that he doesn't like you.
It's perplexing.
I fucking ran over him. I get it.
There it goes. Stop swearing,
We're
John.
We're not going to put you on if you do that,
John,
every
you
week.
Can't do it without swearing.
Dumbass.
Idiot. Stupid. It's Buffalo dumb. See, rich people don't
swear. There it is.
Rich people don't swear like that. You don't cuss like sailors because you're brought up well. Yeah, you're sort of.
What do you think John's net worth is? He's always bragging about.
Was it liquid?
No, I mean.
Do you count the styrofoam coolers in his garage or not?
There it is.
What about
there
the bumper stickers?
Keep it going, Zoe.
Do you count the bottles he hasn't returned yet?
Are we going to count his fishing rods? No, he's got a couple of nice ones.
What about the Whip Them Out Wednesday bumper stickers? Like honk if I flash.
There it is. Some of those are collectible.
Sure they are.
Yeah. There it is.
Don't get me going.
Well, if you don't know, John has told us in the past he's very wealthy and he makes more than Zoe and he brags about it.
There's a saying out there for Buffalo, and I know it's like, Jim, what was it last year? They want to be contender ready or
playoff caliber.
You know what they do? They celebrate September up there in Buffalo.
Celebrate September.
They do. It's September football. You can go 4-0 every year. It's great.
They
it's a Super Bowl time right now.
The Rams yesterday. Whew. Close one out there.
I said this too.
Rams came out of halftime ready to play.
I said on a broadcast, I feel bad that they can't have fans in the stands up there right now because they're playing well.
There it is, sucking up to Buffalo again.
And do you know how much they would destroy their own property up there if they were there to witness that last second touchdown pass? They would rip those parking lots apart. They would leave trash everywhere for some poor guys to walk around and pick up. Think those guys want to pick up trash? They can't even put trash in trash cans. You drive out of there, they got trash cans all around the parking lots there. They don't care. They just stand in it.
I tell you what, you're up 28-3 like Buffalo was.
It's coming for them.
I don't know if you're taking victory laps today by winning a game 35-32. You were up 28-3 in the third quarter.
So, what's up? What's up, man?
And it was a heart attack game.
I'll be here next Monday, John. Yeah. Okay, God willing.
Did what they had to do to win. That's what good teams do.
Win. They're supposed to win that game at home.
Bills are 3-0.
Rams going back and forth.
Is it any less impressive that of the how many touchdown passes did Allen have? Three?
Four.
Is it three or four?
Four. And one rushing. Four.
Okay. Were they? I think they were all for 3 yards or less. Does that make it any less impressive? They're all goal line touchdown passes.
I don't know. Hey, credit to them. He's playing good.
He made some nice throws on that final drive.
He did. Yeah. Absolutely.
Got a nice call on that defensive penalty there.
MVP candidate early.
Shut up.
If you're handing out the MVP through 3 weeks, he's in the conversation.
No, he's not. Russ Wilson is. Nope. Period.
I said in the conversation, there's more than one guy in the conversation. I didn't say give it to him.
I was in a conversation for the Heisman after 2 weeks at Maryland.
There you go.
I would have won the Heisman.
Well, you were in the conversation 2 weeks in. Yeah.
What would the Patriots' record be? I can't predict
what's going to happen
right
the rest of the year.
What, Jim?
What would the Patriots' record be with Brian Hoyer or Jarrett Stidham right now?
Probably the same.
I'm not sure of that.
They beat Miami.
Cam's got to be not in the conversation.
How do they win the first
maybe
game?
Maybe the tier below that.
How do they win the first game with one of those duds?
If Cam got that ball in on the one, if he scores on that and he played better yesterday, he would be in a conversation.
They don't get as many rushing yards if they don't have the threat of Cam.
Hell no.
Last yesterday.
Hell no.
I agree with that.
How the hell are they able to pass the ball without the threat of Cam at all times?
Right.
Oh, my God. Cam's in the conversation, too.
Dude, they elevated a kid Zuber off the practice squad and handed him
the
ball.
I'm looking for big things out of him, by the way.
He's got some speed.
19.9 miles an hour on that jet sweep.
Kick and move.
You need to counter speed with speed, okay? Because sometimes when you look at it, some guys don't have speed.
All right. Well, he's got speed. Let's get to headlines. Hardy has those headlines. We'll continue with Patriots thoughts all day. Why the Raiders were stupid coming up at 11, but we do need to hit on the fact that the Celtics season came to a close last night. And that thing's over with. But they did win. They did win on Friday night.
Nice talk about that. Nice core. Nice young core. Yeah.
With the two guys that predicted the Celtics were going to the finals on Friday, that would be Hardy and Zoe. That's on the way.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Sub. When it comes to sports, they're knowledgeable.
Tell me about a pie that doesn't have a top over.
And always on their game.
I walk around my house naked all the time.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Last year, as we said, so short of expectations. This year, they exceeded them. They got one big step closer to home. But they will look ahead to next year as the Celtics get another year of Jason Tatum, another year of Jaylen Brown, and some extraordinarily valuable lessons learned over the last couple of months that they will have to take with them in a championship pursuit next year. Because the Miami Heat have won the Eastern Conference Championship. They close out the Celtics in Game 6 tonight by a final of 125-113.
Yes, please. The lessons learned.
What
That's
lessons?
The important part.
What do you think they
lessons.
Learned?
Lessons. Close out games. Did they learn that lesson?
No, they blew it.
Close out the opponent? Is that a lesson you can learn?
I thought they were going to finals. I did.
You did. That is true.
Hey, Miami deserved this, though. They played better than you. They played together. And Spoelstra's a better coach than I ever thought he was.
Were the Celtics outplayed?
Yeah.
Were the Celtics outcoached?
Yes.
Has that happened before?
Yeah.
Will it happen again?
If you keep the same team, yes.
Yeah, I think so.
You need to change some things. And I know Danny probably tried to do some things at the trade deadline and really didn't have the collateral to give it up or just wasn't right. He didn't feel it was right, and he didn't pull the trigger on something.
Go ahead. Pencil them in for the Eastern Conference Finals again next year. Pencil them in. They're great Final Four team.
They're great
at getting to the Final Four. They're not so great at getting to the championship game and winning it. Yeah, no.
Oh, man, it was there.
Not so great at doing that.
You didn't have Giannis. LeBron's not in the East anymore. It's there for you. And Philly that never came together. Were you better than Philly? Is this team better than Philly?
This team was better than Miami, so I don't know.
But if Philly's
are they better
like
than Philly?
Yeah,
if Philly's
better
when they're healthy? Healthy.
You mean next
when they're
year
healthy?
With Mike D'Antoni as their head coach?
Are they on paper with a new coach?
When they're healthy, yeah, they could absolutely beat the Celtics in a series.
Yeah.
No doubt. So, hey, just another year. Lessons learned. Can't wait to watch the group grow.
You know what I'm tired of hearing?
It's so fun.
22, 23, 26. They're young, but that other team you just played had young kids. You got a kid freaking 20 that scored 37 on your ass.
I'll tell you what, it was nice that they won on Friday night, that they didn't lay down and die and walk out of the bubble like I pretty much expected them to do.
No, they play hard.
They showed some character on Friday night. I'll get
criticizing that.
They did. They played hard. But you know what? They won the games that were blowouts, and anything that was close, they lost.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't close. And I talk about fourth quarter closing all the time in the NBA. That separates the good teams and the great teams. Who consistently closes the game late?
Yeah. Jimmy Butler's on a mission, too. I mean, his ability to defer to like a 20-year-old and kick it out to him, like, I have no problem doing that. Go ahead, score.
Blowing big leads left and right in this series. Wasn't for a lack of talent. That wasn't the problem in this series. That wasn't why they lost.
Oh, maybe it was that they attempted over 33s? Maybe that.
It was decision-making.
Gordon Hayward shot 27% from three-point.
It was coaching. It was decision making. It was general attitudes at times.
Attitude's a problem.
Absolutely, of course it is.
Did you see?
And no one seems to see that anywhere.
Remember when Marcus Smart got hit and he got hit in the mouth? I thought he was hamming it up, but then there was blood and he's like waiting for the towel. Anybody go over to see if he was okay?
Didn't feel that.
Yes,
I think Jalen Brown did. Right?
I heard Jalen Brown this morning. Yes. There were other Celtics standing around him, and somebody got him a towel. Did you see it?
Yeah.
Were you watching it?
Yeah, I did.
Then you saw them.
Because Brown got the towel.
What do you want him to do, lay down on the floor with him? The game was over at that point, by the way, anyway. It was done.
Yeah, it looked bad when he smashed. I thought his injury was going to be worse from smashing his head into the basket, not the hit to the face.
Yeah.
He got popped in the mouth. What are they supposed to do? Bring out a stretcher and lay down on the floor.
Well, it's basketball. It's the NBA. Paul Pierce play.
Not unreasonable.
That's only when you're trying to get a call and it's going to affect the outcome of the game. The outcome of the game had been decided at that point. It was over. It was done.
Jaylen Brown landed on his leg. He couldn't put any pressure on it, and he was right back in there playing.
Oh, I thought that was like a good 8-minute stoppage in play, too.
Jesus.
I thought he was actually hurt. No, come back from break. Nope, he's not. Still on the floor.
Miyagi.
Oh, okay. Guess he's not hurt. So, nice
NBA.
Team. That's
NBA.
Good. That's nice. I don't know why anyone thinks anything is going to change just because they get another year older.
Well, it's growth.
Robert Williams.
He might put on 10 pounds.
He's going to learn the lessons.
You don't think keeping this core and surrounding it with some Andre Iguodala types, like we said last week, will help get them over the top?
But you're going to have to give up something to get that.
Hayward. Hayward's a rotational piece at this point.
Who wants Hayward right now with that?
Not after last night. Anybody else can have him. I would say that.
I'm not seeing it. Yeah.
Man, is he a floater?
I'm not saying it couldn't make them better because
you need a big guy too. I'm not disregarding that. They need a big guy.
Yeah,
too.
I mean, it could make them better, but I don't think it makes them a championship team. I don't think it makes them close to that. After all this building for what seems like a decade now, I don't feel like they're. With those moves, yet a championship team. What's going to get them to that point? Where they're legitimately in the finals and competing, not getting their doors blown off if they were to get there.
A guy like Jay Crowder or Andre Iguodala coming off the bench to score 20?
A guy like Tyler Hero coming off the bench to score
37 points in a game? That's how the Heat won this series, those three games.
Yeah, I don't think that's sustainable, though, and I don't think that's a good way to build your team.
Well, that's how the Heat got there.
I know, this year, right now.
Do you think Iguodala's going to do that?
What are the chances
that Jay Crowder's going to play well?
How long is Tyler Hero going to be coming off the bench? Like, that's something that happens for this postseason and, at times for this year.
Yeah, you're right.
Next year, no. You got a guy that can do that. Now he's a starter, and it changes the dynamic.
Man, I could shoot.
I'm not saying they were lucky. I'm saying that they took full advantage of their resources. They played hard. They wanted it more. They had outstanding performances from Hero and Adebayo and look, Jimmy Butler.
Like, this is what I don't get.
Jimmy Butler has blossomed into an actual, guy on that team. He's the guy. I had this conversation
last night.
He didn't, but he's still the guy. It's his team.
Agreed.
Whose team is it?
I said that last week. That was my point last week.
We had the conversation. I want it to be Jason Tatum. It doesn't feel like his team.
But I don't understand how we start the series. Jim, you agreed they had the much better roster. I was not totally convinced there was a lot of separation between the rosters. And in an odd way, I watch the series and I'm like, no, the Celtics do have a way better roster. I do agree with that. So how is it that you go in, you feel you have the better roster, you lose the series, and then say, you got to get the roster better? Like, well, wait, what? If you had the talent, why are we bitching about the roster?
And
I'm talking about...
You said to win a championship. To win the series, they could have won with the roster they have. Okay. To win a championship, they need those. You saw from the Miami Heat showed you what you're missing.
You're putting the cart ahead of the horse. How about you win this series first?
The Miami Heat showed
why you didn't win this series first.
They have the pieces that you're missing.
So because of their pieces is why the Celtics couldn't win the series.
What do we say at the Toronto
because
series?
Because of their pieces, the Celtics couldn't hang
on. Then it's not on Brad. Don't call today and criticize Brad. This should all be on Danny.
What was Brad Stevens doing with his – we said micro role players. Remember that?
Yeah.
Because they don't have real role players.
So there's
they have
seven
guys that can do individual little pieces of roles, but not the whole role.
Hold on a second.
So then your problem is players 6 through 9 then. Then that's a Danny Age thing.
Who's the best player? Who is consistently the most reliable and best player throughout this series for the Celtics?
This is a hard one to answer this time.
Jaylen Brown.
So much harder to answer this for this series.
Could you make a case for Marcus Smart at points in the postseason?
The Toronto series, no doubt about it. He was their best player. They advanced out of that series because of Marcus Smart.
He's one of those guys that you say they need.
In a perfect world, he's your first guy off the bench. You're right.
And he is when Gordon Hayward's out there. He's not in the starting five. So I don't know what these pieces are that you think they need. Andre Iguodala?
They have Marcus Smart. They have Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, and Kemba Walker.
I'd rather have Smart on the full.
To me, that's their core. That's their core. And everybody else, they can replace everybody else on that roster with role players.
I'd rather have Smart on the floor than Tice.
Role players.
That's the problem.
I loved all the crowing from the Celtics screen teamers on Friday night, by the way. I thought we were dead. No, you're dead. Dead. Out. After you went down 3-1, there was no shot of winning that series.
I told multiple people yesterday before the game they were going to win the series. I still believed. I still believed.
I did too. Did you hear Rich and Walt this morning?
No, I didn't.
They like the team as it's constituted.
Well, so
right
does Kemba Walker. You'll hear from Kemba Walker after the loss last night. We'll play it next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Drive home with Felger and Mast right now. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We'll get better. You know, we had a lot of times where all of us didn't play together, injuries and things of that nature. This is our first year together, so we're going to have some time to grow. It's going to be a fun group, the next couple years.
Ain't it fun? That's Lost Team. Fun team.
Fun. It's a fun group.
I said Gino dude.
Kemba's excited. It's a fun group.
You have more fun this year than last year?
It's Gino dude. This.
He did.
Did you guys watching this team?
I felt the same this year as I did last year.
Just admit it. You had more fun watching this group than last year.
I had fun when Kyrie was out and they went deep in the playoffs against LeBron. That was the most fun I've had watching.
This was that was without Kyrie. This was a more enjoyable team
I said
to
that.
Watch.
Wait, are you saying that this year's team was more enjoyable than the Kyrie Irving team?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a likable group. It's a fun group.
Of course
group.
It is.
Sure,
yes.
They get some likable guys. I'm liking them less. I'm telling you what, I'm liking them less by the year.
They play hard. I respect the way they play. Like, my favorite player is Jaylen Brown. I said that. I said he makes me want to watch him. He's got like that look. I don't know. He gets pissed. Plays with an edge.
Who's a better player, Kyrie or Kemba?
Kyrie.
So they did tweak the group in a way to make it a better group with a better attitude.
They like Kemba better. That's obvious. I mean, they'd rather have Kemba, right?
So what do you want to do? What's your plan? I gave you my plan. What's your plan?
Your plan is to add bench players?
You've been going for 20 minutes. I want to know your plan.
The morning show doesn't want to do anything. They just keep everybody. Like,
I want to keep the core, get rid of Gordon Hayward, and get some role players with that money.
What do you
want to get rid of Gordon Hayward, and I want to get rid of Tice.
I think that could happen.
I want to get a big guy.
I think Hayward could actually happen.
Kemba's here.
So we agree on that.
How do you keep Smart, though? Like, somebody's going to want Smart.
What do you mean, how do you keep him?
Do you want to keep him?
I'm keeping Smart.
I am all done with Gordon Hayward.
Okay, so we all agree on that.
Yeah.
All Jaylen Brown.
Hayward and Tice out.
I think that Brown could be moved.
See, everyone died. And I've
and Brown?
Yeah.
Don't do that. No.
You want to do that?
Which of the two young players is going to be your superstar?
Hayward and Tice, that's it. That's all I want to move. I don't want to move Jalen.
I don't want to move. You know, it's not like this guy has to go. I don't feel that way about anyone having to go.
I do.
But
Hayward's not. Hayward's at that point.
I feel like Hayward has to go. I feel like they're not going to win with Gordon Hayward.
Like in that dust up that happened with Marcus Smart and the rest of the locker room, it feels like they're keeps coming up this whatever there is between Brown and Smart. I thought that thing was dead, but I don't think it is.
Seems territorial with him.
Marcus?
Is that the way it is with this NBA, with the NBA, though?
Someone called.
Does the other teams have this?
Someone called Jaylen Brown a locker room lawyer the other day. I don't know if that's quite appropriate. Like, that feels like it's going too far.
Get too much credit.
I forget who it was that said it.
No, I don't think that's a compliment.
It's not a compliment. That's not what you want.
You don't want to be a locker room lawyer.
Well, if you're keeping everybody together and you're pleading.
No.
All right,
no,
I took
no,
that
no,
wrong.
No. Yeah.
All right.
I don't think that's, I mean, I don't know if that's, going too far, but.
See, I think Smart.
I could see it. I could envision it. And
having Smart makes those young kids play with passion.
I'm not sure it does. I'm not sure if Jaylen Brown's playing with passion because of Marcus Smart. I'm not sure that Jason Tatum is inspired by Marcus Smart. I'm basing it based on the fact that Marcus Smart, you don't have to worry about where his effort and attitude are at. Like, he always brings that. You've got to worry about him jacking too many threes when he doesn't have it.
Tatum is so good. I wonder where his head is at times. It looks like he's not totally in that moment. And then he turns around and drives the paint and actually gets to the rim and finishes. And you're like, okay, now he gets it. And then next thing you know, he seems kind of unengaged from the play and he's out on the perimeter or he's taking a three that they don't need. But it's absolutely, for me, it's Tatum, Brown, Marcus Smart. The rest of it's a conversation, and I am more than willing to part ways with Gordon Hayward at this point. And Tice gives you everything he's got, but it's not enough.
But everybody's like, hey, he's a steal because he makes $5 million. So you need that player on your team.
He's a good guy off the bench, a big man off the bench that maybe plays 10 minutes.
That's fine.
That's a good role for him.
I think you need a legitimate big on this team. I don't know where that comes from. It has to come in a trade. I don't know who that is.
You need to find an Adebayo.
But you're not doing that by trading. You're not doing that by trading away Gordon Hayward. You need to trade away a legitimate player on the roster.
You're not going to find Adebayo. He's a 23-year-old big man who scored 32 and grabbed 16 rebounds last night. Those guys aren't out there. They got lucky. They drafted him at number 14 overall, and they developed him.
Then that's why people say you got to keep your fingers crossed with Time Lord. Like, maybe he could develop into that. Like, if you're basing your,
I shouldn't say wonderful.
Your hopes and dreams
they
on that.
They developed the guy.
That would be wonderful. But it's a nice, fun team, and they're excited because it's going to be fun. They love the group.
I still don't know what you want to do.
I'm not exactly sure myself, other than to know that if you bring back the same group, it's not going to work.
Other teams are going to be better. You think Milwaukee's just going to sit there and do what they do? They're going to try and get him another piece, convince him to stay?
Well, no. Durant's back next year.
Durant, Kyrie, you got a freaking face in Brooklyn.
Philly's healthy.
You don't think Philly will get healthy eventually?
Brooklyn's back.
They'll be better coached. Maybe better shape. Maybe they'll get them conditioned.
It doesn't get easier. It gets harder. They had a break in the path this year, and they couldn't take advantage.
They blew it.
So compared to the expectations you had, which is competing in an Eastern Conference Finals, well, let's say they could compete against Giannis. They didn't even have to face him. They got Miami and lost. But no, it's all good. Love the group. It's going to be great. Another year. Yay. All right. I don't know why anybody would expect anything else.
Like Randy said, what lessons were learned?
Those are very important lessons.
Very teaching. Those are the things that he sticks with you.
I disagree with Grandy saying they exceeded expectations this year.
Oh, my God.
That's not laughable.
True. No, they blew
it. Freaking laughable.
They blew it. Bruins blew it last year. You blew it, too.
But can't you say they disappointed this year, but you still like the group? You can't say that?
Oh, you should say that. Sure. We're not talking about likability here. Likability's
there. Like the group going forward to have a chance to win. That's what I mean by like them.
No, I don't. I like the individual players. I don't have anything.
So the only team you can say you like going forward is the team that wins the finals.
No, you need to tweak this to give yourself a chance, a better chance to put teams away. Like you said, you need a big. You need better 6 through 9 players.
Likeability of the individuals and liking chances are very different things. They're not the same thing. I'm talking about there are likable, you know, they're likable individuals on the team.
Jim, what the hell did you say to Stevens did? We were talking on the way in when they were down 8.
Yeah, they were down 8. They brought Grant Williams and Brad Wanamaker in. I was like, what is he doing? They're down 8. It worked. It worked to stem the tide.
There's your pieces right there. Is that normal? Is that normal operation?
I don't know, but at some point, Jim, you're absolutely right. At some point in the game, I was thinking, and then the announcer said, they got to get Grant Williams back in this game. I'm like, wow, that's what it's come to.
Yeah, that name needs to be a different name next year. It needs to be a better name next year. They need to get X back in the game.
Or you just put Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Marcus Smart, Kemba Walker, and whoever you want your fifth guy to be next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.